First Corinthians, chapter 2. And I, brothers, when I come to you, come not with excellence of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. I started on this journey with no wisdom save Jesus and him crucified. Brother, that's about all I ever know. That's about all I still know. And let me tell you something, that's all I need to know. I was determined to not know anything among you save Jesus and him crucified. I didn't come to speak in the wisdom, enticing words. I'm here to tell you today that there's people will buy books, and they will buy movies, they will go to great lengths. To make things easier. I'm here to tell you that there is no easier way. Whenever we are baptized in the Holy Ghost power of God, and he makes known unto us the ritual things, the deep things of the Spirit and of the power of God. Brother, listen, you can stack up all the wealth around us and leave the power of God out of it. You ain't got nothing but a lot of junk. That's all you got. Well, I'm telling you what. He said, I'm determined to not know anything among you. I save Jesus and him crucified. Brother, listen, I can remember no man one time. I need to go from one revival to another. And one song was all I ever heard. That old man sang. But people, they would begin to sing. And they would begin to mock the old man and make fun of him. Brother, listen, an old man by the name of Bud Vaughn. You might know him, Dean. He said, standing by the roadside under a tree, people passing by made a mock out of me. Boy, I tell you what, that old man died and went on to glory. I heard it with my own ears. I heard people say, give anything in the world if I hadn't made fun of the old man. One song, that's all he knew, that's all he wanted to know. He was a good old man. He said whenever he preached the word of God, whenever he sang the glory of God, people make mock of me. Listen. I want to serve a man that's able to take me. The Holy Ghost will take us from this world out to the portals of glory. And we don't need no other thing to help us along the way. I saved Jesus Christ by the blood and stream down the rugged cross of Calvary. Listen, he opened the door. He opened the gangplank and said, let whosoever come and take of the water of life, let him come and take freely. I'm glad for that. Listen. I didn't come with enticing to words. I know that whenever I started out, maybe there's a lot of people here I can't even talk to. They're so advanced in the wisdom of man, in the wisdom of the world. I don't even know what they're saying. I hear people talking about things that I don't know what they're talking about. But brother, whenever you're talking about the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, I know what you're talking about because I come the same way. The Bible said that He would make a way for our escape regardless of what man says or does. We're a little church. I sat on the hill and it makes me feel good whenever I hear people say, and you hear it say, you said it yourself, whenever I get there, I can feel the presence of God come pouring down. We don't want to get rid of that, do we? Listen. Hallelujah. Lord, whenever I start taking in of all the wisdom and the things of the world and shutting out the Holy Ghost power of God, which is lead me and teach me all things. Brother, listen, finally, the Spirit is going to be gone. I ain't got nothing but a dead house, a dead tabernacle. Ain't worth nothing. But Jesus paid a price on Calvary. Listen, that ain't nobody. I'm going to read you another passage of Scripture. I'm glad for this. Listen. And I'm glad that one knows my being. He said, I know thine works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. Revelations 3:8. And no man can shut it, for that has a little strength, and has kept my word, and has not denied my name. Man, I tell you what. When I come praying, not knowing nothing about anything. Whenever I come praying, I prayed through, He opened the door for me. Whenever I walked in through those doors, that no man could shut them on me. Brother, where the throne of grace was, where the Holy Ghost dwelt. Brother, listen, whenever I walked through them doors. I was there in the presence of the Godhead. He said, I know thine words. Today, if I go in leaning strictly on him, trusting in him, then he will make me to know. What I need to know. Amen. Listen. He said, I know your works. And I know that you ain't denied my name. Oh, listen. That little man, Daniel, at a restaurant. He said, preacher. He said, when you begin to preach under the power and the demonstration. He didn't go there, but that's what he meant. He said, I felt Jesus. I felt something. Pa said it was Jesus. Come visit with me. Man, I tell you what. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Amen. Listen. Right here is what we need. Through repentance, trust in God, and He will finish the rest. He said he has set an open door. No man can shut it. When I come short of the glory of God, He don't just slam the door in my face. When I kneel down upon my bended knees, say, Lord, I don't know nothing about this world. I don't want to know nothing about this world. Your presence in my heart. I'm here, Lord, and He's ready to forgive me. Whatever short I have come, and He's ready to help me. And if I need wisdom, I will receive wisdom from on high. I don't need the wisdom of man. These things are going on around this world. And if we all know what all was going on, I would probably want to go out and shoot ourselves. There's a hell created for the devil and his angels. Not just the angels only, but whosoever will not, I bow upon their bended knees and come clean. I am that with God. Now listen. Paul, he knew the law to the letter. But he said, I was with you in fear. I was with you in weakness. Oh, he said, when I was strong, then I'm weak. Oh, and much trembling. Don't you know, whenever that man, whenever he run, as a soldier, persecution, the Christians, he wasn't afraid of nobody. When God got a hold of him, brother, listen, he trembled, trembled, listen, because he knew that there was a higher power, and he wanted to know more about it. I don't know where Bobby got his answer, except the Spirit of the Lord. He just paid attention and listened. Bessie was amazed. All we need is the Holy Ghost power of God. You know what? People ain't got time to kneel upon their bended knees and say, Lord, help me to understand. Help me. Listen, I guess the riffraff of this world, what I don't know, I don't need to know no way. No. Listen, people make fun of me all they want to. I got my foot on the rock, my mind's made up, I'm on my way. I'm on my way to glory. A few days now, it'll all be over. I can remember the old man back yonder. Not just one or two of them, but a lot of them. Seem like they're all gone. But we're on our way. These boys going on out into the next generation, what are they going to face? I've had some hard times. I've had some disappointing times. But boys, listen, I've had some time on the hills of glory that no man couldn't help me. But the Lord Himself and the Holy Ghost that He's seeing. God so loved the world that He's seeing His Son. And then He sent His Holy Ghost to lead us and teach us all things, whatever we should know. Listen, I'm glad to be saved this morning. And I don't know what, you're getting out of the Word. Hey, I'm filled up with it. If we be saved in the doorway of mercy, in the throne of grace, and around the throne of grace, you can't see it. I with your natural eye, but the eyes of faith, you're sitting at the feet of Jesus. Listen, but God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things. Yea, the deep things of God. My, listen. this Holy Ghost, I, that we are living and we're walking with, I searches the heart, I search the deep things of God, that to wisdom of man I cannot even comprehend. Brother, listen, just a short while in the presence of God is to have a long time with the wisdom of the world. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him, even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. I like that. Yeah. It didn't cost me nothing but a lot of work. Listen, forsaken in all others and leaning on Him. Listen, I'm glad that I have had a few works in my way. On my journey, I'm on my journey home. There's a door and it's open. If you feel like entering into that, if for somehow or another you got out of the way of that door, in the throne room with Jesus. And no man can shut on you. That's right. No man. You shut it on yourself. Listen. The devil will ride the coattail of anything into the church to kill it. You hear me say I'm all the time looking for a booger? Yeah. I'm all the time looking for a booger. The devil will slip in somewhere. When I find him, I reveal him. Do my best, Lord. Help me. I didn't come with enticing words of men's wisdom, just to preach to you the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord crucified on Calvary for me and you. My. Ain't you happy you're saved?
Amen.
Ain't you happy that you're in a realm where the Holy Ghost can come in? How would you like to come into the house of God and no tears to be shed? No testimony? No movement of the Holy Ghost? It'd be a sad day. You might as well stay at home. Might as well stay at home. Listen, let's keep it that way. Let's keep it that way. Stay on the firing line for God. Be led and motivated by the power of God. Back in the olden days, first church that I had, when I got to church on Sunday morning, the women would be down and under a hickory nut tree, of praying for their neighbors. Some neighbor's child was in trouble. The women be down there praying for them instead of gossiping about them. Went to church many of a day, and the women be down there. Oh, whenever they come into the house of God, they be packed up, prayed up, and ready to go. You talk about having a church. We had a church. We still have that today. Just come in. Leave everything of the world outside. Come into the house of God. Praising His name. He's worthy to be praised. Let's stand. I'm going to ask David to come and get a song.